Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting Monday, November 10th. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Schumacher.
Here.
Hedman.
Here.
Pasola.
Yes.
Milchewski.
Here.
Gatz.
Yes.
Forrestal.
Here.
Garcia.
Here.
Mix.
Here.
And Bird.
Here.
Thank you.
We don't have any visitors, and so we don't have any amendments to the agenda. Presentations, no. If we can look at the previous minutes and approve them. Make a motion.
Before you make a motion, we do have a correction to the minutes.
For which one?
Under others present.
Wait, let's see.
On page 3 of the packet.
Page 3?
Yep. Of the packet.
Okay, others.
Others present, the last person president of the Friends of the Library should be Kathy Bell. Not Kathy Murphy.
Oh, okay, thank you.
And then under the Friends report, it says Mrs. Murphy. It should be Mrs.
Bell.
Okay. That was it for the changes.
Okay, those are the only changes.
Yes.
Can I make a motion to approve the minutes as corrected?
Second.
Yes. Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Milchewski?
Yes.
Gatz? Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
And Schumacher?
Yes.
We don't have any correspondence. No public comments. No friends tonight. Oh, you're going to do the report?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Friends report? Yes.
All right. So we started with our treasurer's report. So I'm going to round the numbers. We have a balance of $32,745. $13,616 of that is encumbered, so we have available still to us for this fiscal year $19,128.72. And our officers did a projection of all of our fundraising for the rest of this year to see where we were and kind of compare it to last year. And they did a very conservative estimate of they thought we would bring in another about $5,370. Which would just put us short of last year's fundraising of about $1,500. But I think it's so my opinion is it's very conservative. They thought on our second book sale, we would make like 1,500. Yeah. Well, we made 9,100 on the, September one. Now we're not gonna make that, I don't think, but it's a new venture. It's a second book sale. But anyway, the point was that would probably be about at what we made last year. Midland Bank Community Day was October 17th, and our group was represented at that Community Day. We had a Maciano's fundraiser on October 13th, and that brought in $827. That was very successful. We had 12 members unpacking all the new chairs, and so that worked out well. We have our donation box now is up. When we sponsor an adult event, it's just sitting on the table and it's clearly marked free will donation. There's no solicitation or anything, but people ask, can we donate? And so it's just there if they so choose. We represented at the trivia night on October 22nd. We provided the snacks and we had a group of us. It was super fun, but kind of embarrassing when it got to things that we had no idea. But we had a lot of fun. And we think we're going to participate in December. So if anybody wants to join, we're more than welcome. Our raffle basket this year will be connected to our second book sale, which is March 7th. So Kathy Bell, our president, is sending out letters mid-November to the businesses that donated last year. And there are some that always donate, like Raging Waves.
Yes.
So we're sending letters and then we'll do follow-ups and that will start mid-November. Our group did decide to abide with our April decision of mini golf. So that will be suspended for this fiscal year. But in the spring, we'll be talking about all of our fundraisers for the next year, so that will be on the table with all of our other fundraisers to see if the group wants to do that the next year. Tablescapes meeting is this Thursday at 4, and we may be asked to take over that event. That's going to be decided on Thursday? Okay. Maybe?
Discussed.
Maybe.
Discussed.
Discussed.
Okay. Good friends.
Okay. And last, our merchandise from Dope Pepper Design. I'm going to pass this around just as an example. Jessica, the owner, she put a little like snowflake design, and it's real cute. I wish I had it on mine, but it wasn't available at the time. Anyway, our group decided not to do a winter fundraiser, but because she had already mocked up a new snowflake design plus some colors, some additional colors. This is just an example. And a few little cute items like a pet shirt, a bookmark. The group decided it's fine for us just to advertise that it's there if anyone is interested. So
that's good.
Thank you. Yeah, it's kind of fun. Like, we see people wearing them and advertises the library about town. So
yes, great. Thank you. We don't have a staff comment, so I'll try to report the comment.
So on page 17, that the list is in error. So I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the bill list as presented, with total bills paid in the amount of $50,765.92, and total payroll in the amount of $49,773.74, for total disbursements of $100,539.66.
Second. Roll call.
Yes. Pesola?
Yes.
Milsuski?
Yes.
Getz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes.
Okay. Report from our library director.
Okay. Really quick, you guys have one of these brochures. This is just a brief overview of our new mobile app. And this was shared by library, so we took it and changed it and mocked it up to reflect what our app looks like.
Nice.
So, just so you have that. The beginning of October, we learned that our longtime book supplier, Baker & Taylor, they've been in business since 1828. They supplied books nationwide to libraries. We're closing their doors. So there's been a very big scramble for libraries everywhere to find new suppliers. So when I was at the conference, I spoke to several book suppliers, and we set up a quick account with Baker & Taylor's kind of competitor who seems to be taking over a lot of it. So I met with the sales rep there, and we were all good to go, so we are set up now. Madison's doing a great job getting our backfill from Baker & Taylor, things that were on back order, ordered, and we actually have some brought in now from another distributor. So we're not committing to one distributor just yet, because the items that we got from Baker & Taylor were pre-processed, meaning they were, the book jackets were already on them, the cap coat, the hard plastic laminate from the paperbacks, that was also on there. So we're trying to find vendors that do that kind of thing for us as well, because it's very, very time consuming to do that kind of thing. But so she's doing a really good job trying to
So the ones that came in, did she have, how did we do those books that came in from the ones that we do?
She's having to wrap them. And actually, I came downstairs last week and Dixie was down there volunteering her time doing some of the work.
Dixie.
So, yeah. Okay. So thank God for her too. Also, Baker and Taylor was our supplier for our second ebook service, Boundless.
Yes.
So that has been another scramble for Rails Library Service because they e-read Illinois through them. So they are going to migrate that collection over to, it's called the Palace Project. So normally, a project like that takes months to incorporate. They develop a committee, and then they research vendors. They had to do all of this extremely, extremely quick because the e-read content was going to be going away, so they needed a place to migrate that to. Actually, they'll start doing that on the 17th of November. And they hope to roll out the new app by December 2nd.
Wow.
Crazy, crazy if they get it done. It's a lot of work. But it sounds like this Palace project is a pretty neat, sustainable platform. It has the ability to aggregate ebooks and audiobooks from other platforms onto that platform. So you might be able to have Overdrive on there, and if we were to get any other ebook content later on, maybe like Canopy or Hoopla, something like that, that might also be able to go into that platform. They say it includes more favorable e-content licensing terms for libraries. To purchase a license for an ebook is very, very expensive. So I know there's been lots of lobbying in the state for that to be reduced for libraries. So I'll be curious to see what they mean by that. And also, they say that there'll be access to the Audible ebook titles as well. So,
That's nice.
More to find out on that one. Let's see here. We received several bids through our E-rate consultant to replace 5 switches in our IT room. Jason's been great help for me going over the bids. We did have to rebid it to include installation and configuration, which we got the bids back. Jason's looked at it, and I think we're going to go with a local vendor in the area. Let's see here. Our lighting vendor, Verde, is exploring options for 3 ceiling mount fixtures that are down here on the first floor. They had replacement bulbs for those 3 fixtures, but they said they really weren't up to their standards and they couldn't in good conscience install them. So they are still looking for replacement retrofits for those. So just wanted to let you know that that's still in the works. A fun story. Our staff was closing up one night and had a patron come to us saying that they had car trouble. Their battery was dead. And the staff that was closing, none of them had jumper cables. But one staff member remembered that in our Library of Things, we have jumper cables. So a staff member did a little impromptu lesson on how to jumpstart a car and taught the staff and the patron as well. So,
I love it.
That was a fun story.
That is fun.
Fun story to share.
Yes.
We had a lot of interaction with a banned book post that we had on our social media site. Just wanted to put that out there. That was a thing. I had a meeting with members of the White Oak Library District's foundation, They knew, learned about our tablescape program through one of my director's meetings that I shared that we were doing this. So they came and talked to me about doing tablescape at their library. So I believe they're going to do that now. But I was asking them about what they do for fundraisers at their library, and I came back and shared it with the friends as well. Let's see here. We had staff member out for medical leave, a full-time staff member. She has since returned. Today was her first day back, so kudos to her staff and part-time people. They really, really stepped up and took care of all of her duties. So she came back and couldn't believe how clean her desk was. So I think that was a good relief for her as well. So I just wanted to say a big kudos to the staff for doing that. I have been invited to the Kendall County's semi-quincentennial planning breakfast. So this is to celebrate 250 years of the Declaration of Independence this July. We currently don't have any plans as of yet, but we will be talking about it at managers meeting on Friday. So I'm curious to hear what others in the county have. I think that was their goal, is to just kind of see what's going on in the community. The last month the chamber reached out to us to do a pivot on BISBU because of the bad weather. Normally they do like a touch a truck event over by the movie theater. So they were looking for places to have some of those vendors. So we ended up setting up 6 tables in the library, and it was crazy busy here. So I think we're going to reach out to them and see if maybe we can't do that again next year.
That's great.
Yeah. We ended up running out of candy like the first hour and go back and
get more.
I think they were, it was good exposure. That's for
sure. Good exposure to the library.
Good exposure. And, you know, we thought about doing it here, but we actually set it up in the library because something was going on in here.
Okay.
And I think that worked out even better because the people that don't come to the library could go through the whole children's section of the library.
That's nice.
So I added some pictures to your packet on that. And I believe that's what I wanted to report.
Okay, that was a good report. We don't have any, we didn't have any meetings, so no standing committees, and no unfinished business, so we have some new business tonight. Review our Illinois Public Library Standards.
Yes.
And marketing motions.
So, sections and then the last four next month. I will fill out that we have the grant, which is due the end of December. So we're going to cover the advocacy and community engagement. So I'm just going to go through these. I'll let you know what core standards we need and what we're working towards. So, under the advocacy and community engagement, core standard number one. This is something that I'm going to be showing you in new business. Is the state goals advocacy training tool. That's the next new business piece. So, check we meet that core standard. Number two, we meet the core and intermediate standard on this. Staff it does actively work and network with community organizations. So Jeanette does a lot of outreach with schools. I do outreach with the chamber, Kendall County, school meetings, and that type of thing. Let's see here, number three, unique decor standard. We collect data on programs, collections, Wi-Fi, website hits, and we are working towards meeting the intermediate standard, where we'll be using the data collected to advocate for programs, personnel, and spaces. Number four is the director and board know their local, state, and federal elected officials. So, just in case you're not familiar, local level is our mayor, who appoints all of you to the board, because we are a local library. Our state is our state representative, Jeff Davis, from the 75th District. Our state senator, Sue Resin, from the 38th District, who actually had a really huge program here last week for Youth Advisory Council. I believe there were 60 people here. Yeah. State treasurer is Michael Yurt, I think. I'm butchering his name. Sorry, Michael. Our state controller is Susanna Mendoza, our secretary of state, who's also the head of the state library and head librarian for the state, Alexi Janulius. Our attorney general is Kwame Raoul. Lieutenant governor is Juliana Stratton, and our governor is Davey Pritzker. Then over to federal, we have our congressperson from the 14th district, Warren Underwood, and our two senators, Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth, and then Vice President J.D. Vance and President Donald Trump. So our fifth standard, we meet that core standard. We keep informed of legislative priorities. We subscribe to the Rails and the ILA newsletters, and they always keep us informed of laws and policies that are coming down the line for vote. We're working towards an intermediate checkbox where we'll use the community engagement more to inform the public about our strategic plan. Number six, we meet core and intermediate standards, and we are working towards the advanced standard. So I attend the admin meetings of the city, Kendall County, again, some Y-115 planning meetings and chamber meetings. So we meet all of the core standards in this section. Moving on to information services. That starts on page 45 of your packet. We meet core standard one. We will be working towards the intermediate standard by providing additional information services offerings. This is part of our strategic plan as well. This is one of the last strategic plan objectives that we have pushed out on our strategic plan for the last year, is to look at including more service, offering more services like notary, passport, makerspace, and that all, you know, depends on our strategic plan and our
space
plan. Let's see here. Number two is we meet that core standard. We pride ourselves in offering great customer service. We always have. Number three, we meet that core standard as well. Let's see here. Number four, we meet both the core and intermediate standards. We offer self-service information on our website, so we are, patrons have access to the library 24/7. They can upload documents, they have them printed out here. They can reserve study rooms, reserve meeting room. They can download ebooks. So yeah, we meet both that and the intermediate standard there as well. Number five, we meet the core standard, but we do not have current staffing numbers to accommodate intermediate standard as of today. So that would be specialty. That would be staff that specializes in specific areas of the library. Right now, our staff kind of float department to department. In bigger libraries, when you're hired, you're specialized. You stay in one area. Number six, we meet the core and intermediate standards here. So some of the statewide agencies that we reach or that we work with is Senator Sue Resin does office hours here at the library in the lobby. Congresswoman Underwood has done that in the past, certainly not this year. We work with AID, the Kendall County Forest Preserve, Conservation Foundation, and we also share social media posts with all of these organizations too. They'll reach out and ask if you wouldn't share on our site their information too. We're getting a lot more of that.
Okay, that's good.
Number seven, we need that core standard. Let's see here. We provide service for specific groups, individuals, the AID, we do yoga classes, meditation, Medicare, homeschool classes. We are working towards offering more opportunities for staff to attend webinars and workshops, dealing with mental health and difficult patrons. And that is part of their annual evaluations to attend some of these workshops and webinars throughout the year. And number eight, the last one, we meet the core and intermediate standard here. We are a Fine Tree Library now. We do provide programs for ELL. We have some materials that are translated into Spanish. We have Spanish book collections. We have story time in Spanish. So we are trying to reach the multilingual community as well. So in this section, we meet all of the core standards here. Moving on to marketing and promotion. This one, we are working on, we are working towards meeting all of the core standards. We just obviously hired a new marketing person, so she's doing a great job. She's, I give her a little bit more to work on as well. The number one standard, we meet that core standard and are working towards the intermediate and advanced. Obviously, one of my goals was from you was to create a marketing plan and present it to the board in March. So I've spoken to Megan about this and told her what she needs to start thinking about working on, and we're going to have a few meetings, and I'm going to have her come and present it. Let's see here. Number two, we meet that core standard. We are number three. We meet the core standard and the intermediate and the advanced standard in this one. Because we do have a marketing specialist, and she does create her own original marketing and graphic designs. Number four, we meet the core and intermediate standards. We do have a dedicated logo, and we use it across all of our platforms. Try to make sure that we're consistent with the brand on that. We don't have a brand style guide yet, and this could be looked at if we ever decide to change our logo or anything like that. Number five, we're working towards meeting this core standard with updating our website to be digitally accessible to all disabilities. This is something that has to be done by April of 2027. It keeps me up at night.
Especially
for the library.
Number six. We are working towards meeting this core standard. When we design a marketing plan, keep community residents in mind, and develop strategies to reach all of the patrons there. Seven, meet this course standard, but we will probably have to update our social media policy.
Yeah.
We have recently updated our, bulletin board and exhibits policy, but we can stand to update that one a little bit better. Number eight, we just recently started to collect stories, photos, and data about library services, just like the library things tonight that I talked about.
Yes.
As part of our strategic plan, and we'll look at incorporating some of these stories and photos and data a little bit more in our annual report. We'll kind of boost that up. I talked to Megan about helping me with that one as well. And lastly, number nine, we're working towards meeting the core standards. And this will, of course, be part of our newly created marketing plan. Last one, our branding. So this one we knocked it out. let's see here. Number one starts on page 51. We meet the core and intermediate standards here. We offer on-site, off-site, virtual, hybrid programs. We have our roaming leaders, our creek stop, story walk, paying for college. We offer all in any different kind of program out there. We do obviously off-site programs. We do speaker-led programs, passive programs, self-directed programs, and we have to keep track of all of those programs and present that in our IFLA report. Number two standard, we meet all of the standards there. Some of the things we do here is we provide closed captioning to our, when we screen our movies here in the library. Some of the people that attend like to see the closed captions on there. We obviously have microphones available for any speakers that come in. Number three, we are working towards meeting this standard. We do have an approved program policy, but we need to include protocol for responding to program challenges in that policy, so that would have to be something added. Number four, we meet all of the standards here, so we regularly assess our programs either formally or informally to plan our future programs, finding out what our patrons might like to see, what they learned from their programs, what they didn't like, how they liked the speaker. So we're always using that information to evaluate our programs and our program success. Number five, we meet this course standard. We disseminate the program evaluation. This is kind of a repeat of what I just said.
Yep.
And number six, we meet all of the standards here, but we will need to add, while the library program represents diverse viewpoints, library programs do not necessarily constitute or endorse the idea or viewpoints expressed in the program to our policy. Mike has started to attend programmers groups in the suburbs, so he's also attending. Wabanzi is now doing library meetups, so in fact he's going there this Friday for that, and I believe he's bringing Megan with. And he's been attending some webinars and workshops. That's part of his individual development plan that I started for him.
Yes.
We offer programs on specific cultures, life experiences, and community interests. Again, this is kind of another repeat of our Spanish story time, our ELL. Maker Tuesdays, Conservation Foundation series, and we're always looking at community interests for providing more programs.
I know you said that Michael is doing it for the adult. Are we doing the same thing for the children as well?
We will. I haven't presented hers yet.
Okay.
This is the first IDP that I've done. They've all had their one-on-ones, but I'm doing individual plans for each one of them.
Sounds good.
Those are the four chapters. Riveting.
That was good. Well, you have some more things to teach us tonight, because our second item under new business is the demonstration of a iLead trustee training portal.
Yes. So, the last page of your packet, the last two pages of your packet, I included, it's a Senate resolution that was just passed October 15th. So, the resolution is a formal measure passed by the State Senate. It expressed the chamber's official opinion on this issue, but it doesn't have the full force of the law, mm-hmm. like a bill.
Right.
So it's a highly recommended. Yeah. So what this resolution is encouraging Illinois Secretary of State to expand and enhance library trustee training opportunities, ensuring that all board members have access to comprehensive education on governance, ethics, and policy matters. So that's what I'm going to share with you today.
Effectively oversee the recommendation services.
Okay, what is yours?
September 3rd, I emailed everybody to create an L2 account because you're going to need an L2 account to log into this portal to see trustee training. So I'm probably just going to read forward that email.
Okay.
So that email will show you, this is step-by-step how to create your L2 account. And you just follow these steps, and it tells you exactly how to do it. You will have to verify your email address, and then I will also get a notice that then I have to accept it. It's just kind of a fail-safe. And there's also, in that email that I'm going to resend to you, there's also a video. If you're
employees and board members of Illinois libraries are encouraged to have an account at the library.
So if you like that kind of learning, you can listen. Okay, good.
It's six good. Minutes, Carrie.
I know, but...
Oh my gosh.
Is
it worth
yes.
it?
Yes. It's, I mean, I thought it was, but that's just maybe my learning style, too. And I also created a kind of a step-by-step on what's going to need to be done. I'll email this to you as well.
Sweet.
So once you create your L2, then you can go to the state's, it's called an iLead learning portal, and you're going to click on portal login right here. And I'm already logged in. You'll have to go through the steps of logging in, but this is what your dashboard's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your course here, is the iLead Trustees. And you can just start right here at the welcome, click here to begin. The first thing you're going to do is this Tell Us About You site. And there's four questions. I've already filled it out for you, just so you know, because we might get to some of this and not realize that we are considered a local mm-hmm. library, which yes. means we follow the Local Library Act versus the District Act.
Right.
So, just letting you know there. But the modules right here is where you're going to find a lot. So I've gone through a lot of this, and you can see over here, the green check mark is that I've gone through, looked at. So it starts with greetings from the Secretary of State. You'll get a little video. But really, the meat of it starts here.
Resources.
Yep. It gives you lots of great resources. And there's also discussion boards. And it relists the Library Bill of Rights, freedom to read, freedom to view. These are all things that you guys have already adopted in our policies.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to play games and gamify it and earn badges. So I don't know how they're going to require the training just yet, but I want you to make sure that...
all those things we should know.
These right here are things that should be done as a trustee.
Yep.
We do the oath of office.
Yep.
You do the OMA training.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we ever do that.
No, I wasn't.
I think the staff did, but
staff
the board
does this.
Has never been that.
Right, so I'm going to look into this
yes.
one. You do the statement of economic interest, and the FOIA officers are through the city.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So it just drills down to each one of those points, but you can always go back to the modules here if you lose your place or you don't know where you're at, and it will show you where you left off at. So then there's ethics training. There is Trustee 101. Open Meetings Act. It will go over that again. It will go over parliamentary procedures.
Policy, the difference between policies and procedures.
Yep. It will go over, there's a financial section on here. Planning, communication plan, yep. So
strategic.
A lot of information in here. Again, I'm not sure how much is going to be required for training, if it's going to be we do a module as a group, but I just wanted to show this to you guys and to have you all ready to go if and when we need it. So I will forward the directions. I'll forward this to you all, and you can reach out if you have any questions or struggles.
Thank you.
Otherwise, that's it.
Okay. Well, we don't have any other or executive session, so I will make a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.